Certain days in the Jewish calendar are enigmatic, shrouded and clouded in mystery. One of those days is Tu B'Av, the 15th day of Av. It's a day that we know is a joyous day, is a happy day, is a celebratory day, as we'll see momentarily, it's a Yom Tov. But most don't really understand what the celebration is about, what the Yom Tov is about, what the joy is about, and why is it that Tu B'Av has become and is historically known as one of the most joyous days on the Jewish calendar. Most of us are familiar with Tu B'Av from the respective halacha, the psak, the mechaber, and Hilchos Nefilas Apayim, that there is no tachnun that's recited on Tu B'Av. The Magen Avraham extends and says not only is there no tachnun recited on Tu B'Av, but it's also prohibited to fast on Tu B'Av. Thus, the mechaber and the poskim note the celebratory nature of Tu B'Av. But what is the celebration? What is the Yom Tov, and why is it clouded and shrouded in mystery? The truth is that the Gemara explicitly, as does the Mishnah, Maseches Tainis in the 4th chapter, directly address the holiday of Tu B'Av and its significance. If you take a look at the Mishnah, Maseches Tainis, Tav Chavav Beis, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Lo Hayu Yomim Tovim Liyisrael Kichamisha Aser B'Av Ukiyom Kippur. There were no happier days on the Jewish calendar but two. The two most joyous, happy, celebratory days in the Jewish calendar were Tu B'Av, the 15th day of Av, and Yom Kippur. And the Gemara goes on and explains, Shebem Bnos Yerushalayim Yotzos Bekli Lavan Shulim. The daughters of Yerushalayim would grow out in borrowed white dresses. V'cholos Bekromim would dance in the vineyards. Umahay Omros, what would they say? And we're familiar, the beautiful daughters of Yerushalayim said, take a look at me, young bachelor, and find favor in my eyes that you will marry me. Those who came from extraordinary lineage and ancestry would say, Tnu Einayim B'mishpacha, look at my family, where I come from. I'm a very marriageable person, and take me as a marriage partner. And those who were not necessarily so beautiful, and those who were not necessarily come from great ancestry, would say, Sheker Achem Behevel Ayofi Isha Yiras Hashem Hi Tisalo. Find favor in the eyes of she who is God-fearing, and look at me, and I should be a suitable partner for you. Thus, Tu B'Av from the Mishnah seems to be a day of matchmaking, of merrymaking, a day where there was joy and happiness in light of the fact that the daughters of Yerushalayim went out looking for suitable marriage partners and would set themselves up and would write and ordain and create resumes that would be appropriate for each of them specifically. But is this really the reason for the holiday of Tu B'Av? Is this really the joy of Tu B'Av? And how does this fit into the general understanding hashkafically of who we are as a people and how we are joyous? Is this something that we're comfortable with? Is this something that we're used to? The daughters of Yerushalayim dancing, singing, looking to find marriage partners? Is that really what Tu B'Av is about? And does that make it equivalent and on the same plane as Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, the day of Slicha Mechila, the day of forgiveness and atonement, the holiest day of the year, the day that we are like Malachim, the Pirkei Dor B'Lazer explains, we don't eat, we don't drink, we don't engage in any physical activity. And Tu B'Av seems to be just the opposite, a day of total engagement in physicality. How do we blend, and what's the synergy? And what's the common denominator between Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur? The Gemara, at the end of Maseches Pesachim, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, is bothered by the questions that we ask and says as follows. Bishlama Yom Kippur, it makes sense that Yom Kippur is a joyous day. Mishum Dispei Slichu Mechila, it's a day of happiness because of the fact that there's forgiveness and atonement for each individual Jew and for the Jewish people in totality. Yom Shenitnu Baluchos Achronos, and it's also a day that the second Luchos were given. Ela Tu B'Av Mayi. What's the joy of Tu B'Av? And the Gemara goes on to quote 6 different opinions in the Amoraim as to what the joy of Tu B'Av is. 6 different historical events that took place on Tu B'Av. Listen to each of them. The first, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Yom Shehutru Shvatim Lavo Zeh B'Zeh. It's the day that all tribes were allowed to intermarry because according to biblical law, the Psukim and Parshas Pinchas explain when the daughters of Tzlavkot requested inheritance and property from their father because there were no sons, that at that point Moshe said that no daughters can intermarry to another tribe because then the Seder Hanachla, the inheritance and the property, would travel from Shevet to Shevet and there would be loss, financial loss and monetary loss, and thus tribes were prohibited from marrying each other until Tu B'Av. later on in history, there came a point, Shehutshu Shvatim Livo Bekal, each and every tribe was allowed to intermarry. That caused a great amount of joy, because up until that time, only daughters and sons within each tribe could marry each other. But now, the tribes could intermarry. Binyamin could marry Naphtali, and Reuben could marry Yehuda, and Levi could marry Yisachar. And that caused great joy, because of the fact that there were more suitable partners for each other. That's reason number one. Reason number two, the Gemara says, Rav Yosef Amar Rav Nachman, Yom Shehutar Shevet Binyamin Lavo Bekahal. It was the day that the tribe of Binyamin was permitted to marry into other tribes. And this is a second and different reason than the first reason, because we remember the story at the end of Sefer Shoftim, the well-known Pilegesh Begiva, the concubine Yegiva, the woman who was with her husband traveling and found herself in an area and a space of Shevet Binyamin. And Shevet Binyamin, the tribe, took advantage of this concubine. And they took her overnight, and by the morning she was dead. At that point, the tribe of Binyamin became involved in a civil war with the rest of the 11 tribes. As a result of what they did, the tribe said, you're prohibited from marrying into Shevet Binyamin as a result of their inappropriate activities and the way that they dealt with this concubine, this Pilegesh Begiva. However, there came another point. Hutru, Shevet, Binyamin, Lavu, Bekal, Hashem, the tribe of Binyamin was permitted to intermarry into the other tribes. Some years later, the decision was made based upon Psukim, if you look in the Gemara in Tainus, and at this point, Shevet, Binyamin no longer was ostracized, no longer was divided from the 11 other tribes, and at this point, they're now permitted to marry each of the other tribes. A third reason, the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yom Shekolubo Meisei Midbar. We're all familiar that all between the age of 20 and 60, the generation of the Midbar, as a result of the sin of the spies, were decreed a death sentence. And every year on Tisha B'Av, as Rashi and the Mishonim explained, they would bury themselves. They would dig graves, go into the grave, and those who would rise up the next morning would get out. But every single year, hundreds and thousands of Jews in the Midbar would die. And in the 40th year of the Midbar, they dug their graves and they went in. And lo and behold, everybody woke up the next morning, they thought they made a mistake on the calendar, they did the same thing the next night, and the next night, and the next night, until the 15th of Av. And when they woke up that morning, on the 15th, Tu B'Av, and they saw that the moon was full and complete, at that point they recognized that the sin of the Meraglim had come to its rightful conclusion, and from that point on, Kalu, Meisei Midbar, there was no more death in the Midbar, and the Jewish people seemed to have been atoned of the sin of the spies. That happened on Tu B'Av, and that's the third reason for the joy of Tu B'Av. But the Gemara continues with the fourth reason. Says the Gemara, Ula Amar, Yom Shebitel Hoshea ben Ela Prustehoyes Shehoshiv Yeravim ben Avat. Yeravim ben Avat was the first evil, wicked king of Israel after the kingdom split between Yehuda and Israel. And Yeravim ben Avat set up Shomrim, says Rashi, set up guards not to allow the Jewish people to pilgrimage to Yerushalayim for the three festival holidays, Yom Tiv of Sukkot, of Pesach, and Shavuos. And on that day, Hoshea ben Ela said, no longer will that happen, said the last king. That can't be. And at that point, the Shomrim were abolished. Klal Yisrael was able to go up to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, for Aliyah, the regular. And again, that happened on Tu B'Av. But there are still two more reasons, says the Gemara. Rav Masna Amar Yom Shenitnu Haruge Beit HaLekfur, the city of Beit, we're all familiar, was decimated, destroyed. There was baths of blood and river, thousands and thousands of Jews killed, murdered. And they were unable to be buried. And the Gemara says that on Tu B'Av the miracle occurred that there was an ability to bury the dead of Beitar. And on that day it was a great simcha and a great joy because Shnitnu Haruge Beitar L'Kfura, the dead of Kfura were able to be given the final resting place and had the ability to be buried properly. And the final reason, says the Gemara, Rabbi Rav Yosef Damri Tarvayu, Yom Shepasku Melichros Eitzim L'Ma'araka. That was at the end of the period of the summer, when all of the eitzim, all of the trees that were brought to be used on the Mizbeach no longer were cut anymore, and on that day of Tu B'Av, when the nights started to get shorter, at that point was the point that the eitzim, the wood, would no longer be brought and no longer be harvested to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, because at that point there started to be more rain, and once the rain connected to the trees, it wasn't able to be fit to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and that happened on Tu B'Av, Yom Shepasku Milichros Eitzim L'Maracha. Six other reasons that the Gemara explains for the joy of Tu B'Av, but still we are left wondering. Yom Kippur, we understand, Slicha Mechila, a day of forgiveness, a day of atonement, but what does this have to do at all with the Simcha of Tu B'Av? Why is this a joyous day? What do these six reasons have to do with each other? Is there any correlation, connection, common denominator between these six? But there are many days in Jewish history that were joyous and happy and terrific. Why Tu B'Av? And what's unique about this day that we find that it was created and concretized as a Yom Tov? It's true, the joy, the simcha, that Harugei Beita were able to be buried. It's true, it was the end of collecting the Eitzim, the trees for the Ma'aracha. It's true that Shevet Binyamin and all tribes are able to intermarry. And we understand the joy and the simcha of the daughters of Yerushalayim going out and looking for the suitable marriage partners. But there are no other days in the Jewish calendar that are greater than this? Why Tu B'Av and that this should be compared to Yom Kippur? This requires explanation and understanding to get to the bottom of this mystery. We all know that one of the greatest smachos that a person has, and the greatest joy that a person feels, is a sense of wholeness, completion. This can be found when you find your marriage partner. A chassan and a kala feel a sense of completion. Until now I was single and now I'm married, it's wholeness. It's true at another stage of life when one has children, another sense of completion or wholeness. It's true when one becomes a grandparent, it's another series and another set of completion of wholeness. It's true when a person owns and purchases a home, that's a sense of completion of wholeness and a sense of coming together. It's true when a person lands a job and has a job, there's a sense of wholeness and completion. It's true when a person graduates and reaches a different level in their life, that a person feels a sense of completion. It's true when a person retires, there's also a sense of completion and wholeness. One of the greatest smachos is when you feel a sense of completion, of wholeness. That sense is something very powerful, but it's not just true in the physical world, it's true in the spiritual world as well. One has a deep connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with God. There's a sense of union, of completion. After a good Shemona Esrei, a person feels so connected, so happy, so joyous, because you've been able to communicate with the Lord, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's true when one finishes a mitzvah, you finish the Seder Chasal Sidr Pesach Kilchaso. The joy of finishing the Seder Ni'ilah, when it comes to a conclusion, the ecstasy and extraordinary joy can't be quantified because it's so incredibly deep and so true and so fulfilled. You finish a Masechta, you make a Siyum. That sense of completion at the end is incredibly strong and powerful. Not only is it true on the individual level, physically and spiritually, it's true on a communal level as well. Klal Yisrael, when they're reunited, when they're together, when there's a sense of completion, camaraderie, achdus, is an incredibly strong feeling. Mashiach's coming, Tchias Hamesim, Binyan Beis Hamikdash, all of those communal days and end of days brings a Jew to a sense of completion and wholeness that is unlike anything else. There's a sefer called Elohim Moadai, the Rav of Gilo, Mekor Chaim, Rabbi Leo Schlesinger, has a discussion of Tu B'Av. And I believe his point and his position is that each of these 7 days and events which occurred on Tu B'Av celebrate a sense of completion. There's a sense of wholeness, and that causes the greatest simcha that a Jew can feel. When the Jewish daughters of Yerushalayim went out, and they were able and ready and prepared to find their marriage partners, and they understood who they were. I am beautiful. I come from a great family. I am God-fearing. They understood themselves, and they were able to connect and find their partners. There was a sense of completion, of wholeness, of identity, of bringing the world to its rightful place. And that is what happened when the Shvatim were able to intermarry. That's what happened when Shevet Binyamin was able to marry the other tribes. There was a sense of completion. Klal Yisrael wasn't complete when the Shvatim couldn't intermarry, because they're only able to keep to themselves. When Binyamin was ostracized and divorced and divided from the other 11 tribes, there wasn't a sense of totality of the Yud Beis Shiftei Ka, of the Mita Shleim of Yaakov's children. There was a divide. Just like when Yosef was in Mitzrayim, so too now when Binyamin was left out, there wasn't a complete whole. And when the tribes came back together, and they understood that now Binyamin is part and parcel again, when each of the tribes can marry into each other's tribe, that also created a sense of wholeness and completion. If you look at each of the other reasons, the same thing is true as well. Kalubo Mesei Midbar, when the dead were no longer in the Midbar, there was a sense of atonement, of completion, that the sin of the Meraglim was finished. It came to an end. Again, wholeness, completion. And the Gemara brings a pasuk that up until that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Midbar didn't directly speak to Moshe the way he did before or after the Chet HaMeraglim. Moshe always spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem spoke to Moshe upon him face to face. But it was only now, after the Chet of the Meraglim, at the end of the 40 years in the sojourn in the desert, that Hashem again began to appear, to speak to Moshe the way that he always did. Again, that sense of reunion, of connection, of deep-seated understanding and bringing the world to its totality. And the same thing is true when Hoshea ben Ela abolished and destroyed the ruling of Yeravim ben Nevat, the king of Israel, that Klal Yisrael could no longer go to the pilgrimage to Sukkot, Shavuos, and Pesach. Aliyah L'Regel is a sense of all Klal Yisrael coming together, filling the streets of Eretz Yisrael, coming up to Yerushalayim, coming together, wholeness, completion, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a real way. And for that, there's also a great joy, a sense of totality, of wholeness, of understanding. Thus, when Aliyah L'Regel was reinstated by Yehoshua ben Ela, again, there was a sense of shlemus, of completion. And that's what happened on Tu B'Av as well, when the Meisei of Beitar were given final kvura, completion, burial, brings life to a final spot, to a final resting place. When the dead were let out, and when blood was drowning the streets of Beitar, and the dead were no longer able to be buried, there was a sense of total disarray and a lack of order. But when Meisei Beitar were given kvura, that created a sense of shlemus, of completion, of finale, of totality. The story came to its end, and the same reason says the Gemara, Yom Shepasku Atzei Marach, the day they stopped cutting the Eitzim for the Karbanos and the Mikdash, the Rashbam, as well as the Nukah Yosef and Baba Basra explain that it was somewhat of a siyum, of a completion, the end of the mitzvah of collecting the Eitzim, the trees for the Maracha, for so many months. And now, it was the end, so much so that the Vilna Gaon brings in Hilchos Talmud Torah, that this is the Makor of Asiyum. Ve'atzei Marach, we finished the mitzvah of cutting the trees for the Mizbeach, and when you do that, it's a great joy, it's a great simcha, says that the Vilna Gaon, that's the Makor for the Halakha to make Asiyum. At the end of a Masech, to take a look in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Thus, what Rabbi Schlesinger explains is that the Yom Tov of Tu B'Av, and the reasons given, all celebrate wholeness, completion, totality, complete understanding. It's true with the marriages of the Bnos Yerushalayim. It's true with the intermarriage of Binyamin into the other tribes. It's true with all tribes and being able to marry each other. It's true with the Haruge Beitar being Kfura. It's true with the Atzei Maracha coming to a completion. It's true with the Yeravim ben Nevat's terrible decree that Klal Yisrael can no longer be Ola L'Regel, that now they can do that again. Each of the seven reasons speaks to totality and completion. And now we could understand the correlation between Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av. Yom Kippur is about tshuva, slicha, mechila, tshuva miloshon shav, to return to myself. I understand myself. I know myself. It's a reunion with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a relationship that's been severed over the course of months and the year that I feel distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yom Kippur, I feel so close. I know you. I understand you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu returns, and we return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shari Shemaim and Niftachim. And thus, at that point, there's such a deep connection that we understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu understands us. It's a marriage partner, a chassan and a kala, when there's a fight and a misunderstanding. And now you get each other again. That's such a wonderful feeling. That's what happens on Yom Kippur, and that's what happens on Tu B'Av. But it's clear, and it's obvious that Tu B'Av piggybacks on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is a day of divorce, a day of divide, where Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want you anymore in my mikdash. You sinned, gilei ra'ayos, shvichos damim, avodah zarah, sin aschinam. You've split, you've divorced, you've created fractions and terrible, terrible divide. I can't take it anymore. I'm sending you away. That's Tisha B'Av. And Tu B'Av is the Midah Keneged Midah. It's the tshuva of Tisha B'Av that takes place. Like Klal Yisrael reunited. Binyamin is back. The Shvatim intermarried. Haruge Beitar buried. The Atzei Maracha. Yeshua ben Ela. Everything comes back together. There's a sense of completion, of unity, of finality. And that's why the word Yerushalayim comes from the word Shalem. Shlemos is complete. Shalom is Shalem. There's peace. There's a sense of equality, of bliss, of understanding, of completion. Shlemos. Wholeness, completion, Yerushalayim, Shalom is the call of the day. Thus, Tu B'Av comes at the end of Tisha B'Av, and it prepares us for Chodesh Elul and for Chodesh Tishrei as we're about to engage HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because completion is the greatest joy, it's the greatest simcha. And that's what happens on Tu B'Av, that's what happens on Yom Kippur, and that's the time period we find ourselves in, pining, looking, searching. How will we become complete as people? How will we become complete as a family? How will we become whole as a community? And how will Klal Yisrael come together? That's the celebration of Tu B'Av. And it's no coincidence that the Gemara Maseches Tainis completes with the following statement. Says the Gemara, Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the end of days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make Machol HaTzadikim, a circle for the righteous. And the righteous will be sitting B'Gan Eden, Mechol Echad, Echad, Mara, Betzpo, and every scholar, every pious individual in Gan Eden will point to HaKadosh Baruch Hu around the circle. Because a circle represents equality. I'm not different than you, you're not different than me. A machol is a circle, and what did the Bnos Yerushalayim do? They were made a circle, machol, because a circle represents shalem, shlemos, Yerushalayim, and shalom. And that's why the doors of Yerushalayim, they borrowed clothes from each other, because I'm not better than you, and you're not better than me. There's a sense of totality when Klal Yisrael comes together. There's the achdus of Klal Yisrael, the perfection, the precision, the equality, the wholeness. That's Tu B'Av. That's the end of Tisha B'Av. It's the beginning of Elul, of understanding ourselves, of reconnecting with Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Machol HaTzadikim, the wholeness, the completion. That's what we're doing on Tisha B'Av. The power, the energy, the incredible nature of Tu B'Av gives us a sense of what we're looking for in our own lives, in the lives of our families, our community, and in Klal Yisrael. That's the joy of Tu B'Av. That's the joy of Yom Kippur. That explains the historical elements of the greatness of this day and why this day is greater than any other and equal in no part different than Yom Kippur because of this sense of wholeness. May we be zocha to see the end of days, the completion, the machol, the circle, the understanding of Yerushalayim, what Yerushalayim is about, what Shlemus is about, what Shalom is about, to reach, to create our all wholeness, wholeness for ourselves, for all. Shibane beis hamikdash b'mehirav yameinu, and we should be zocha to see Ze Hashem kivinu lo v'nismacha b'yishuaso, and dance together in a circle b'mehirav yameinu. Amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos.